Holy shit, I haven't recorded one of these in so long. Kinematics, the science behind motion in our day-to-day lives. Picture this, a young boy here, let's call him Steve, gotta get home from school, but the route he takes has to pass by an unnecessarily situated point before getting back home. But young little boy here wishes to cut his travel time short. If only we can travel a further distance per unit time, or at a higher speed. The rate of change of distance, the higher the speed, higher the risk of car accidents and casualties happening, the shorter the travel time. But this isn't enough. Young boy here wants more time to be cut off. Although this route manages to provide a route home, young boy here wishes there's a different, shorter route. If only there's a way to travel from the school to the house directly. But there is! Through the scary forest between the school and the house, our displacement. A linear distance of the moving object from a given reference point. With this, not only can big boy here find a better way home, we may wish to partake with the time saved, given he actually stays alive. Now what if he was to increase his displacement covered per unit time while running through this spooky forest? We can increase his velocity, further cutting down his time, increasing the probability of never having a tomorrow. We ain't done yet. So now what if we could derive something out of all this? Discovering a new factor within this mist. If we could increase the change of displacement, perhaps we can also increase the change of velocity. Increasing his acceleration can further decrease the time taken to travel a constant amount of distance within the same starting velocity. Now, how do I know all this? Cause the graph says so, and a bunch of other formulas derived from said graph. More specifically, a velocity time graph, the magnitude of the slope being the rate of change of velocity, and the area underneath it being its displacement. With all this in mind, we can actually derive different formulas and find different ways to apply such a thing in our day-to-day lives. Like maybe finding out the magnitude of gravity, or the acceleration of your car, or how much travel time a person can save for.
But wouldn't it cover more distance if our velocity is higher in the first place, compared to a constantly increasing acceleration from a point of lower velocity?
I hear you ask. Now for that, I say, thank you so much for watching. Like and follow if you want to see more.